You're listening to SBS News.
Complete with a graduation cap and a certificate, 5-year-old Gabrielle Rees-Souza is beaming.
Gabrielle!
He seems far too young to be graduating, but he's just become part of a very special alumni. Despite being born profoundly deaf, with the help of a cochlear implant, he loves to sing and chat.
Coconut is a very big nut. If you eat too much, you'll get so very fat.
He's one of 46 children with hearing loss who have completed a world-leading early intervention program at the Shepherd Centre in Sydney. It gives hearing-impaired children the skills, confidence and support to help them enter mainstream schools. One of the organisation's listening and spoken language specialists, Robin Fernandez-Bucker, explains.
One of the programs that we have is in the year before school, where they're really developing their social skills and their confidence. So they're entering school with a great sense of confidence and being able to talk about their hearing loss or talk about their hearing aids or cochlear implants.
A recent report showed around 3 in 5 children with a hearing impairment who receive early intervention go on to achieve a tertiary level qualification, compared to only 2 in 5 of the general population. The CEO of the Shepherd Centre, Dr. Jim Hungerford, says it's imperative children with hearing loss begin treatment as early as possible.
By 6 months of age, if we're unable to provide them with the right hearing devices, their brain has already retracted so much that they can have permanent delays in their language. So it's incredibly important for people who've got a child who may have a hearing loss to seek urgent help as early as possible.
But he says with the right treatment and support, children with hearing loss can now live totally normal lives.
So in years gone past, a child with hearing loss may not perhaps ever be able to speak, often would never be able to go on to school or achieve in school as they should. Now, if the family reaches out and gets the right support, their child should be able to achieve everything that they would have been able to otherwise.
The Shepherd Centre helps children in New South Wales, the ACT and Tasmania. Funded partially by the NDIS and through private donations, it's free for any family that needs it.
Now, just sitting down.
You actually can.
Yeah.
Like Renata Rees, the mother of Gabriel and 2 other boys, all born profoundly deaf. She says it was overwhelming at the beginning.
Obviously, first child, you've got all those expectations for your newborn baby. Having no one in the family with a background of hearing loss, you just imagine you're going to have this perfect little baby, nothing unusual, you're hoping for the best, stay happy and healthy. And then right at birth, you receive quite intense and devastating news that your child can't hear.
After her first son, Raphael, was born, now 7, she and her husband were told they shared a recessive gene and that there was a 1 in 4 chance any future children would also be deaf. To their surprise, their 2nd and 3rd boys were born with the same condition.
If you think there's a 1 in 4, we're thinking, what are the odds? We've done it once with Raphael. I'm sure he will be fine this time, but no. And then the same happened again for the 3rd time with baby Luca.
Miss Rees says the early intervention program at the Shepherd Centre has been life-changing and has prepared the boys to live a normal life.
They speak beautifully, they can communicate with their friends, they are very sociable, so I have no doubt their hearing loss will not be a barrier. They will be able to achieve whatever they want.
Gabriel will now join his big brother Raphael at a Sydney public school, but for now, they're only interested in butterfly catching.
I love catching butterflies. We learn how to catch butterflies, and that's how I want to be a butterfly hunter.
And as for 10-month-old baby Luca, he's already started his classes at the Shepherd Centre and will follow in his big brother's footsteps, pursuing a life full of opportunities. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.